And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. This show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Number one, triple dipper. Let's do it. China rising. Well, the unfortunate truth that we live in is that this is a world that will never be peaceful until Jesus comes back. But that being said, in the meantime, you got to be good stewards of what you got. You got to make sure that you are living for the right reasons, that you have a cause that you are recognizing as bigger than yourself. And one of those certainly is the cause that says we are the greatest nation on the face of the earth and we need to act like it. And that's not ostentatious. That's not prideful. That's not lording it over somebody. In fact, if you look around, you will find out that no nation, in my opinion, no nation in the history of the world has done as much good for others as ours has. And have we got warts and blemishes and things we've done wrong along the way? Sure. Show me somebody who hasn't. But the truth be told, the world is a better place because the United States has been the superpower that stood up for right. We stood up against Nazis. We stood up against communism. We've interceded in a big way out of our own pockets, if you will. Foreign aid from the United States, and I gripe about it sometimes, but foreign aid from the United States has done more for the world than the economies of whole nations. All that to say, it is China's intent right now to become the usurper of world superpower status. China is not at all. Don't think for a second that, well, we can just walk alongside each other. It'll be good luck, because the day you do that is the day they recognize you're not paying attention. Well, things have been happening in the last week, so much so that I finally decided it's time to do an international segment. You know, this show is somewhat localized, and we talk about Alabama politics. We have Alabama politicos on the show, but we also focus big, and we got to. I've got an amazing audience out there. All you right side ruffians, all of y'all, I mean, every one of you is going to have those water cooler conversations. You're going to be talking to your friends at Sunday school. You're going to be chatting with somebody in the fast food line tomorrow morning at Jack's when you get a biscuit. And I'm just telling you, this conversation is going to come up. Someone's going to say, "Did you see that video with China cutting across our warship's wake out there in the Strait of Taiwan? Or did you see that thing about the balloon? Flew all the way over. Took pictures. We have no idea what it was sending back to China." Or how about TikTok? Or how about whatever else? China's got its feelers into everything that we do right now. And they're doing it with the sole intent of taking our place. Period. If you look at the world stage right now, there are some dicey things that are happening. We have always been, and by the way, just most recently, I was talking with somebody at lunch today, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, President Trump may be bombastic, and he may have, you know, issues that I kind of wish he would just, you know, stop doing some of the behavioral things that he does. But nonetheless, his policies, man, they were spot on. One of those was we became the harbinger of the Abraham Accords, the peace deals that were being signed in the Middle East. We were the ones who lined people up to talk to Israel that had refused to talk for years. Suddenly, we're out of the picture because the Biden administration is now in charge. And next thing you know, who stepped in to begin negotiating in the Middle East between Saudi Arabia and Iran? Was it the authors of the Abraham Accords? Was it the U.S. State Department? No, it was China. And their minister of foreign policy has become the man. When you look around the world and you see things like, oh, I don't know, Putin having a meeting with Xi, what does that tell you? They know what every photograph, what every speech, what every quote given to a reporter means. And they do it with deliberateness. And while we're worried about raising up a military that knows how to be more inclusive, they're raising up a military that knows how to be, more capable. Got a piece here right now from 1819 News. This came out just today, actually. House Majority Leader in the Alabama State House, Scott Stothagen, Republican out of Hartsell, he had a bill that just recently got signed into law by Governor Ivey on Wednesday of last week. It's called the Property Protection Act. Now, the Property Protection Act was originally designed to say nobody from China, no Chinese national, could buy property in Alabama. I've told you before, I felt like that was problematic. I thought it was going to be hard to enforce. I thought it would probably end up getting overturned. Well, they modified it. So a substitute version of the bill was dropped in the Senate committee, and it came out and passed and went to the governor that says that the Chinese government, along with North Korea, Iran, and Russia, are considered government actors that are banned from acquiring land in the state of Alabama. So that just happened. And Scott Hagan himself says that this is in direct response to China's overt actions, to include most recently running dangerously close to U.S. aircraft and dangerously close to U.S. shipping in the Taiwan Strait. So there you are in a local sense watching as our state legislature says, you know what? We do not want China buying up a farm on the outskirts of Maxwell Air Force Base. We do not want China buying up land just around Redstone Arsenal where we've got, you know, major classified operations going on. They don't want it. Well, it's the law of the land now until somebody challenges it. So there's that. But what exactly is happening? What just happened this week? And by the way, when you watch it on film, you're thinking, I mean, how many of you been out on the river? You know, you're in your boat, and somebody else comes along on a jet ski or a faster boat, and they go past you, they leave a wake, and then they kind of cruise off in front of you and keep moving. It can be irritating. It's more than irritating when it involves warships. So 150 yards on a warship is like right next door, all right? That's not a lot of space. 150 yards, picture it, a football field and a half. You've got a warship cutting in front of another. So there it is. This one, I pulled this one from 1945. It's a website that specializes in military news. Saturday, this past Saturday, a Chinese warship came within 150 yards of the U.S. Navy destroyer Chung Hoon. By the way, I find it interesting that the U.S. Navy's destroyer is the one called Chung Hoon. Anyway, during a joint Canadian-U.S. exercise in the Taiwan Strait, Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu said the conflict with the United States would be an unbearable disaster and maintained that his nation seeks dialogue over the confrontation. But what happened was the Chinese warship sped up alongside. It was a clear provocation. Sped up alongside the U.S. warship and then crossed over in front of it with just 150 yards of spare, which is a nothing burger in terms of distance when you're sailing a major vessel like that. Add that to the fact that just a few days prior, a Chinese fighter jet flew directly in front of the nose of a U.S. reconnaissance plane over the South China Sea in what was considered to be a, quote, unnecessarily aggressive maneuver. And then add that to the fact that another Chinese J-16 fighter made an equally aggressive move near a Australian reconnaissance aircraft just last year. And then add that to the issues related to the spy balloon that flew over and just took pictures and did whatever. These are provocations. This is not small. And in the world of military diplomacy, and keep in mind, when we look at what it takes to have a projection of foreign power, use the acronym DIME, D-I-M-E, diplomacy, information or intel, military and economic. When you look at DIME and you start seeing things like cutting in front of our warships during a freedom of passage exercise in the Taiwan Strait, which is considered to be international waters, when you see them doing things like floating a balloon over our territory and then going, what's the problem? We don't get it. Well, this is what, on the Daily Wire, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner calls an unbelievable aggression. Story came out just 2 days ago. Says Chairman Turner's comments come after a Chinese fighter jet flew directly in front of a U.S. reconnaissance plane, and the Chinese warship came within 150 yards of a Navy destroyer. Here's his quote. He says, what we're seeing is an unbelievable aggression by China. If you look at the balloon that flew over the United States, the Chinese police stations they've had here, the aggressiveness against our planes and ships in international waters, it goes right to the heart, he says, of what President Xi said when he stood next to Putin in Russia, where he said, we're going to try and make changes that have not happened in 100 years. 100 years? Well, he's talking about world wars. So what does it take to stand up to this? What do we have to do? Well, clearly what we have to do is we have to call them out. And calling them out is got to, you know, basically cannot go hand in hand with trying to suck up to them on trade. The Biden administration right now is conflicted. On the one hand, they're saying, hey, military, we can't do this. Hey, watch that. Hey. And they're calling things out and they're joining together with our partners in the Pacific region. But then on the Department of State side, diplomacy, it's like we're trying to get a date to the prom. Hey, China, can we talk to you? Hey, China, what do you say? Hey, what y'all doing Friday night? You want to hang out? It's what it feels like. And that mixed signal right there is a clear indication that we have an administration that is conflicted and just does not even have an understanding of how to handle foreign policy. Because if you're strong all the way around. But if you're strong over here, but we'll work with you over here, what does that say? You're equivocating. That says, wink, wink, nod, nod, I'll be tough over here, but come work with me. You can't do that. You can't do that. Expect China to respect it. We'll come back here in a minute from the break, and I've got a clip coming up from General Jack Keane, his thoughts on the way that relationship has been putting together with the Biden administration with China. It's an eye-opener. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We're keeping track of this breaking news about a major dam exploding in Ukraine. 1,000 houses underwater, or at least flooded. I don't know how deep, but it's a big deal. And so we'll wait and see how that that plays out. By the way, I will point out too. By the way, today is June 6th. This is the anniversary of D-Day. It was on this day that on Gold and Juno and Utah and, gosh, what are all the beaches named? I know I'm forgetting one. But the men of the United States and Great Britain, Canada, went ashore. Some of the beaches, it wound up being not a big deal. Some of them, it wound up being just a meat grinder. And at the same time, you had the Rangers climbing the cliffs at Pont de Hoc and and it's just—it's an amazing day in history. And there's never been anything like it before or after. Never. June 6th, 1944, the invasion of Normandy as the men of the Allied forces went ashore. So God bless them. We wouldn't be here on the show right now had it not been for them. All right, back on this subject of China, all right? China rising. China's doing all it can. They've got a Belt and Road Initiative, which is their way of trying to buy up favor around the world. Guess who got in there and wound up filling the vacuum in Afghanistan after the debacle of a pullout that the Biden administration had? That would be China. You look at around the world, you're finding them in places you never would have thought to find them before. And yet they're cutting off our ships in the Straits of Taiwan. And in a combative speech, according to CNN, in a combative speech to a recent security summit in Singapore, Li Shangfu, who was the Chinese defense minister, accused the U.S. of provoking the confrontation for what he called self-interest. Wow. But then again, you would expect no less. He went on to say afterwards with a reporter, they, the United States, are not here for innocent passage. They're here for provocation. He said if the U.S. and other foreign powers did not want confrontation, they should not send their military assets near China. Mind your own business, Li said. Why did all these incidents happen in the areas near China, not in areas near other countries? How about this? They happen in other countries. We are a world superpower. We go where we feel like. And by the way, we did not get into Chinese waters. Just that China thinks that Taiwan is theirs. And that's the issue, is we have for years had a policy in which we support Taiwan, but we sort of veiled, you know, push back against China. And yet right now, China's posturing like it may try and take back Taiwan. And I'm not going to be a bit surprised, and some experts are agreeing with this, if we don't see China make some form of a overt act towards taking Taiwan before the next election cycle in 2024. Why? Because it would be a major source of distraction, and it would become the campaign issue, I guarantee you. All right, listen, in regards to that, I've got two clips from General Jack Keane. Boom, I'm going to go with clip number two first, if you don't mind. General Jack Keane is, one of my opinions, one of the greatest pundits out there. He's solid on military and foreign policy. And he had some things to say about the manner in which the Biden administration is approaching all these provocations from China. So with that regard, Boom, you ready? Clip two? Go ahead and play it.
The negative aspect of this, I think our president, while his the people who are in the national security arena, who I've spoken to on more than one occasion, they know full well how serious this threat is from China and how comprehensive it is, as one of your guests mentioned, in terms of what they're doing at home. But he seems to have his mind back in the previous Obama administration, where you want to reach out and enter, offer a conciliatory hand every time there's a problem with China. And really, that is not how to deal with this country. Who they are today is not who they were 10 years ago. This is very aggressive, strategic goals, as I mentioned, dominate and control the region, replace the United States as the world's global leader. And they're about that every single day. After the spy balloon bill, what we should have said is, we'll take a private apology on this, and when you're ready to talk to us, we'll consider talking to you, as opposed to all these overt gestures to talk to them. That, I think, is where we are today.
All right, and keep in mind, I'm going to play you later on, if we have time, I'm going to play you the first part of that clip that I didn't play yet, and that's his assessment of where things are in the military provocations. What he's not saying is, cut off all relations, pull back your ambassadors, make sure you have no communications. No, no. What he's saying is, stop pandering. When they do this stuff, stop going, oh, we don't want to offend you. They're already offended. They live offended. They are China. You just heard their defense minister told us to go away and mind our own business. Go away and mind our own business. Are you aware of how much our economy relies upon the things that come out of Taiwan? It is our business. That being said, Senator Tom Cotton, in regards to the same kind of comments that were just said there by General Jack Keane in a story on Fox News, said just this past weekend, Sunday, said the Biden administration ought to stop, quote, chasing after Chinese officials like love-struck teenagers. I think I used that a minute ago, didn't I, about asking somebody the prom. Biden administration officials, he said, should stop chasing after their Chinese communist counterparts like love-struck teenagers. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic, said Cotton. In fact, it projects weakness to China. It encourages them to do things like buzz our aircrafts or come within a few hundred yards of our ships. It encourages them to send spy balloons floating all across America. And it reduces, and that when we go in there and start saying, hey, we'll reduce the tariffs, it sends a message that we'll keep taking it. That's actual. That's fact. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be a disaster if we're not careful. And when we get back from the break here in a minute, we'll wrap this section up, China rising. We'll talk about the fact that there is far more to the picture than just what we're seeing. We have international partners that are with us that need us to be strong on the world. It's not just about the U.S. It's about world stability. And when we project weakness, what does that do to the overall allied position? Well, it automatically inhibits our ability to move, operate, or like the world would say in the military, shoot, move, and communicate. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues to include the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, before I jump right back in, let me turn over here to the text line to see what's going on. KC from Hartzell, who we sometimes refer to as Junebug, she typed in, said, I think the recent actions by China are clearly to test U.S. leadership to see how we will respond. Our leadership is proven weak, which will lead to more aggression by China, allowing them to accomplish their goals of world power. KC, you ought to be working for the Department of State. You're on it. Tony from Piedmont says, best I can figure, we have 9 carrier battle groups, probably have to erase at least 2 of those for refits and workups. That'll take at least 4 to keep the canals open, like the Panama Canal and others. So down to 3 to protect the maritime prepositioning force. It's basically, to protect, anyway, our interests. Tony, that's a pretty solid assessment. I mean, I would like to think that if we had a all-out call-up, that we wouldn't have to put all 9 carrier battle groups in the field at the same time. But then again, who knows? Jennifer from Athens said, I'm surprised Biden isn't offering China some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Wow.
And then Brandy from Owens Crossroads. Remember that China was being hit hard by Trump mere weeks or months before COVID happened. Not necessarily putting the two together, just that Trump was holding them to the fire, not kowtowing to them. I agree. I was saying off the air with Boomer, I don't think some of what we're seeing right now would be happening if we had Trump in office right now. I really don't. I'll go to the phones real quick before I finish up the segment. Is that Jeff Rowe? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Doing better today, Phil.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Jordan's gone anyway.
How's the tooth?
The tooth is gone.
Oh, that's true.
the socket feels pretty good today.
Wow. All right, man. But you're driving, though. You still got to get on to work, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming in Nashville. Imagine that.
go figure. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, with China and everything, though, they're going to be in the same boat we're in, because when the United States economy collapses, it's going to collapse Japan. It's going to collapse China. And from what I just looked at, I think in 22, the world held about $8 trillion of U.S. debt.
Yep.
And that's going to collapse basically the whole world. Japan is like $1 trillion in, and China is like $3 trillion in. When our economy collapses, it's going to be dominoes.
Well, I don't disagree, but I think the thing to watch is how China postures itself. I mean, if it begins to divert some of its interest to pick up assets from other places and then makes a calculated decision that they can do without certain things from us, even to the extent of not getting their debt repaid, then at that point, all bets are off, and you better watch out, because they're posturing themselves for the protection they need. They could care less what happens to the other countries that also hold our debt. I think what they're looking at right now is, how do they posture themselves to come out ahead of everybody, even if coming out ahead means they sacrifice some of their own. That's the thing to watch.
And that's what they're doing, exactly what they're doing right now. I mean, they're into Saudi Arabia. They're doing all the things that we're cutting ties with.
Yeah.
And they're in our hemisphere. They're everywhere with all these fingers into everything. And when the United States is no longer, able to support itself, which, I mean, collapse is imminent, because until the politicians quit spending the money that they don't have, our economy will explode at some point. China will be right there to pick up the pieces.
The best we can do right now is make sure we get Biden out of office next year. I mean, that's step one, in my opinion. I have no faith whatsoever that a current or a future Biden administration would ever toughen up on China. I think what we're going to wind up having to see is an entirely new administration come in that the Chinese government actually has some respect for. And right now, we don't have that.
Yeah, the only way we'll ever come out of this and survive is we have to have a constitutional amendment that we can't over, you know.
Oh, did we lose him? We lost.
No, that happens.
Oh, there you
are. We're done for.
Jeff, you blanked out, but I'm pretty sure you were talking about we got to get a constitutional amendment to balance the budgets and stop spending so much. I heard it. I heard it, man. Well, you're right. Hey, be safe on the road, and glad you're feeling better. So,
thank you, Phil.
Thank you, buddy. Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Boomer, get that first audio clip ready, the one we haven't used yet. Let me know when your thumb's up on it. And so here's the thing. Military aggression by China, and yet China's also ramping up diplomacy efforts. Why? Because they know that they'll get it. And like I said, you have this whole weird dynamic with, hey, we're your schoolyard bullies over here, but if you'll be nice to us on the side, it'll all be okay. It doesn't work like that, because the acronym DIME that I showed you earlier, you don't get one piece. If you start fracturing it, if you're weak in diplomacy, you're strong in military, guess what? You're weak overall. It's got to be an adequate projection of all four aspects of DIME: diplomacy, information or intelligence, military, and economic. You've got to go at it. And if you're weak on one, then basically it's like you're missing part of your armor. And that's where we are right now. In the meantime, what are the things that are actually happening? What are these most recent provocations? How do they look on the world stage? Are we doing some things right? And the question that you have to ask yourself is China responding because they're worried? General Keane believes in part that that's the case. He says we're seeing more activity right now among Pacific region allies, and China doesn't like that. So I tell you what, Boomer, let's do this. This segment's a little bit longer than I would normally do, but I couldn't cut him off in mid-sentence. So let's do this. Clip one, General Jack Keane being interviewed on Fox News 2 days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, on his thoughts about China's military provocations. Go ahead.
Be here, Bill.
So we've seen the Chinese now send a spy balloon across the United States. They're flying their fighter jets in front of our Air Force planes. Now they're cutting our ships off. It seems like these provocations are escalating each month. What's your opinion?
Yeah, well, what China is about here, their strategic goal is to reduce dramatically the U.S. presence in the Pacific, and they want to dominate and control the Pacific region themselves. And what they're reacting to is the fact that the United States has increased their exercise program in the Pacific quite dramatically. This one right here we're doing with Canada in the Taiwan Straits, but we've been doing it with Japan, with Australia, with South Korea, all in the region, increasing that capability. The second thing that's happening is China wants to send a message to the allies and partners that we have in the region. And they're all gathered this weekend at the Singapore conference, to include the Chinese defense minister and ours as well. But they're all there. And they want to take this moment to demonstrate that the intimidation and coercion they've used against allies on a regular basis, they're also pushing back on the United States right in front of the whole world to see that. And they're demonstrating that the United States is causing the problem here, that the United States is the problem, not China. Of course, that's a bold-faced lie. All the countries in the region know that that's the case. The positive thing is it's in reaction to an increase in U.S. activity, not a diminishment of it. Also, Japan's budget is doubling in size. South Korea's defense budget's going up. The Philippines have given us four bases, three of them closer to Taiwan. Australia has entered into a deal with the United States and the United Kingdom to build nuclear-powered submarines, and we're putting rotational forces in there. China knows that the allied and partner situation is coalescing in a way that it has not in the past. So they're pushing back on it. The negative.
All right, let's stop it right there. The reality is we are doing more militarily. They are being more aggressive militarily. At the same time, they are trying to reach out with diplomacy. But at the same time, they're asking us to come to them. And here's the thing. Picture it this way. The schoolyard bully is pushing people around on the schoolyard, puffing up his chest and walking around and saying, I'm the tough guy in the schoolyard now, and you can't do a thing about it. On the diplomacy side, don't misinterpret that as being all good things. It's our way in. It's the good stuff. No, what that is, and oh, by the way, you come see me. Maybe I'll have something for you. That's what that is. I'm the tough guy, and I'll push you down if I want to. And when you're ready to talk, you come see me. In the meantime, I've got the last piece that I'll go to, and then I got a caller before we end the break. China rejects the Biden administration's request for a meeting between their military leaders. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called for a meeting with Chinese Defense Minister Ling Shengfu, and then literally was rebuffed. They will not be having a meeting. In fact, it was a pretty cold response, which Austin had to call disappointing. So they won't even answer the phone right now. They've got us blocked on their text line, if you know what I'm saying. And it's not a good situation. And the Biden administration is literally leading from behind. I'll take one phone call, then I got to run to a break. So JD from Huntsville. Hey, JD, I got about a minute. What you got, buddy?
Hey, real quick, China knows that they will not, in the next 30 years, they will not have the workforce to produce what they need to take care of their country or to send out to the rest of the world to be able to be an economic power. And they have a very small window to do what they're going to do, as opposed to the United States, who absolutely has the workforce, has the agriculture and all the things that we need to do because of where we are and the population that we have. They know that, and that's why they are desperate to move as quickly as they can. You want to read more about it? This guy, I just read his book, Peter Zeehan, End of the World is Just the Beginning. Talks all about it. It's a great book.
Hey, JD, good call, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Got to run to a break. Let's do it right now. Boomer, take us to the break. We'll come back, and we'll switch gears, going to number two on the Triple Dipper. Save the Rocket. Dadgummit. It's time. All right, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.